弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
请打开圣经约翰福音第四章。
Let us open our Bibles to the Gospel according to John chapter 4.
23节。
Verse 23.
约翰福音第四章第23节。
The Gospel according to John, chapter 4, verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的，必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
But the hour cometh, and now is,when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
请听我读第九节到第十一节。
Please listen as I read Romans chapter 8, verses 9 to 11.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。基督若在你们心里，身体就因罪而死，心灵却因义而活。然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫耶稣基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必藉着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
Romans chapter 8, starting with verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so, be that the spirit of God dwelleth in you. Now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin,But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you.
再来看罗马书十二章第一节。
Also, Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable spiritual service of worship.
好，我们圣经暂时来读这么多。
That will be all the scripture we'll read for now.
我们有些祷告。
Let's bow our head for a word of prayer.
父神，我们感谢你，给我们还有机会，是你的恩典，一同到主的面前，来敬拜主，来服侍主。
Father God, we thank thee, Lord, that it is by thy grace we have yet another opportunity come into thy presence to worship and to serve thee.
我们何等愿意来聆听主你自己的话。
How longing, what longing we have to listen to thy word.
主啊，愿意将你向讲的来到讲话，将要听的将来要听话。
Lord, we pray that thou will speaketh unto the one who speaks and to the ones who listen.
开启我们里面的心眼，主啊，给我们有悟性，能够得以明白。
That thou would open the eye unto our heart, that we grant us understanding, that we may understand.
也都给我们一个愿意的心来遵行主你的教导。
And also grant us a willing heart to obey and keep thy word.
我们将我们的交通仰望主，愿主按着你的应许，在我们当中来流转。
Lord, we look unto thee, and we pray that thou, according to thy own promise,be actively moving in our midst.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
在不同的场合 都同弟兄姊妹灵性嘅交通过，系喺灵同埋真理里边嘅敬拜。
In different circumstances, I had fellowship with brothers and sisters in fragments concerning this topic of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
圣经下系话用心灵同埋诚实嚟拜他。
The scriptures tell us to worship him in spirit and in truth.
我谂喺弟兄姊妹嘅认识嘅当中咧。嚟到聚会嘅时候我就话我哋要用心灵同埋诚实嚟到敬拜主。我相信你个心思里边系对嘅。
I believe in our understanding, and as often as we gather and we say that we worship Him in spirit and truth, we have the right heart.
我哋喺聚会当中，我哋系敬拜主嘅。
Yes, as we gather together, we worship the Lord.
我哋系喺灵嘅里边嚟到敬拜，亦都喺真理里边嚟到敬拜。
And we do worship him in spirit and in truth.
但系从真理上边或者我哋讲准确一啲嘅认识吓，尤其是喺中文嘅里边，话用呢个用咧，就真系唔系有时会俾我一啲啲嘅误导。
Now concerning truth, or in the Chinese translation.That we use spirit and we use truth. So with that translation of verbiage, it may misguide us somewhat.
好似话我哋嚟到敬拜、嚟到聚会嘅时候咧，我就用；我唔系聚会嘅时候，唔系敬拜嘅时候，我就唔用。
So perhaps it might mislead us to have a sense that when we gather together to worship, then we will use this or we will use this function. Otherwise, we will not.
但系按着佢嘅意思咧，佢喺灵嘅里边，同埋喺真理嘅里边嚟到敬拜。
But as it means, as it is intended, it means that we do worship him in spirit, in truth.
咁究竟我哋系几时喺灵嘅里边，几时喺真理嘅里边咧？
So the question might be, when then are we in spirit and when are we in truth?
咁我哋肯定会同我哋自己讲啦，我哋唔系净系聚会嘅时候。敬拜的时候先至喺灵嘅里边，先至喺真理嘅里边嘛。
And of course, we know and we say to ourselves, it is not when we gather, not when we worship, only at that time we are in spirit and in truth.
仲有噃，乜嘢系敬拜咧？
Then we can also consider then what is worship.
我哋而家一同嚟到聚会就系敬拜啦。
As we gather together, that is worship.
咁如果我哋唔聚会嘅时候咧，系咪敬拜咧
？What if we did not assemble together? Is that not worship？
喺呢段圣经嘅里边咧，我哋留心约翰福音咧，呢一段圣经嘅里边咧，主系咁讲嘅，嗰、那个真正拜父的，其实咧就有的人，即系嗰个敬拜嘅人。
So in the Gospel according to John chapter 4, which we have read, that worshippers who worship the Father, so when in the Chinese it doesn't have translated explicitly that it's worshippers, but it just says those who worship, but we know those who worship are worshippers.
是啦，因为父要咁样样嘅人嚟到拜佢，因为父要咁样样嘅敬拜者嚟到拜佢。
For the Father seeketh such to worship him, and those are the worshippers whom the Father is seeking to worship him.
咁呢个俾我哋一个更多嘅认识神系要敬拜，但咧神更紧要嘅咧系要一个敬拜嘅人。
This will certainly broaden our perspective and understanding. Yes, God is desiring for the worship, but he is truly after the worshiper.
一个敬拜的人呢，他会产生一个对的，一个真正敬拜的人呢，他是会产生敬拜。
A true worshiper will surely produce worship.
不是所有来聚会的人呢，饶恕我这么说，不是所有来聚会的人呢都是有 神所要的敬拜，应该这么说。
Forgive me for putting it bluntly in this way. Perhaps not all who assemble together are giving God the worship that which he is after.
究竟乜嘢系敬拜？
So then, what is worship?
我哋呢聚会嘅时候真系敬拜嘅。
When we do assemble together, that is worship.
但系神所要嘅敬拜咧，意思佢一个真正敬拜佢嘅人，唔系单喺聚会里边嚟敬拜。
But the worship which God is after is not merely the worship as we assemble together, but the worshipper. For a true worshipper will produce worship.
但你唔好调转嚟谂喎。咁我哋又唔需要嚟聚会，唔系咁嘅意思。
Now let us not turn it to the extreme, the other end, and say, well, if that is the case, I don't need to assemble together to worship. That is not what I'm saying.
我哋一同嚟到主面前敬拜主，系主喜悦嘅。
As we assemble together to worship the Lord, it pleases him.
但系咧，神系要我哋成为一个真正敬拜主嘅人。
But God is truly after that we will become a true worshipper of him.
一个真正在灵同埋喺真理里边，你要敬拜主嘅人咧，系用佢嘅生命嚟到敬拜神。
A true worshipper who worships him in spirit and in truth will worship him with our life.
因此，无论呢个人到边度，佢都会产生敬拜。
Therefore, no matter where this worshipper is, he will produce worship.
佢会活出呢个敬拜。
He will live out such worship.
他来到聚会的时候呢，他会带出敬拜。
When he is assembled together, he will bring forth worship.
他在平日生活的当中，也都会带出敬拜，用他的生命引出敬拜。
In daily living, worship will also flow forth, for his life is a worshipper.
神要敬拜，但神更要一个在灵和真理里面来敬拜他的人。
God desires worship, but he is longing for a true worshipper who worships him in spirit and in truth.
我常常讲到一个例子。
I often will give this example.
圣经第一次出现敬拜这个字的时候呢，是亚伯拉罕带这个以撒去献祭的时候。
The first occurrence of this word worship in the scriptures is whenAbraham took the lad Isaac to go and worship.
敬拜这个字究竟是怎么呢？
And what does this word worship mean?
英文呢，是从这个配这个字而来的。
Now the root of this word worship in the English is from the word worth.
是的， worthy, 配。
It is from the word worthy, the worth.
究竟谁是配呢？
Then who is the one who is worthy?
我想大家都知道，天下人家没有一个是配的，唯有我们的主，我们的神。
We must know this, that no one in heaven on earth is worthy except our Lord God himself.
因此，亚伯拉罕思想了三日，他们仍然觉得神是配的。
Therefore, even on the 3 days journey in his meditation, Abraham still determined that God is worthy.
配将他所爱的，神都知道你将你所爱的独生子献上。
That God is worthy of his only begotten son whom he loved.
所以他并没有思想，不是他不爱他的仔，但他爱神多过爱他的仔。
It is not that that Abraham did not love his son. He loved his son, but he loved God above his son.
神是配的，所以他将他的仔献在祭坛上边。
And God is worthy, therefore he's able to offer up his son on the altar.
他去的时候，他跟一帮人说，我去拜一拜，这个就是敬拜。
And as he went, he told the young men that I go yonder to worship, and that is worship.
今天我们来到聚会。
Today, as we come and assemble.
如果你说今天来聚会要带你的仔，你心爱的那个 BB 来到献一献，我想很多人就不来了。
I think if we say we come worship today, and when we come, we have to bring the one whom we adore and love in our heart, our little baby, we may not come.
拜父的要用灵和真理，要在灵和真理里面来到拜他。
The worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
我们来到主的面前，来到聚会，究竟是一个什么的心态呢？
As we come before the Lord, as we assemble together, what is our mindset, our attitude?
尤其是在疫情当中，我们很多时候我们会说，感谢主，我们能够在灵和真理里面来敬拜祂。
Especially during this season of the pandemic, we may say that it is wonderful that we can worship God in spirit and in truth.
特别我们能够在网上边，当我们不能够一同聚会的时候，我们能够在网上边来敬拜。
Especially when we're not able to gather together, that we can gather together online.
我们因为看圣经呢，我们会以为是讲一个地方。
When we read the scriptures, then perhaps we will consider it as speaking about a location.
我们又以为呢，是讲紧心里边诚诚实实。
Or perhaps we may consider it as speaking of our heart, that we do so sincerely.
但圣经讲灵，它是讲灵，是讲灵，或者是讲圣灵。
But when the Spirit is speaking, when the scriptures are speaking of spirit, it is speaking of our spirit, of the Holy Spirit.
不是讲紧抽象的意思，有时我们会在我们日常的话语当中讲话，哎呀，它那个灵意或者它有另外一个更高的解释，我们就说灵
So when we say in spirit, it is not something that is abstract or very profound as something that is spiritual only in a sense. It is giving a spiritual illustration, not such.
圣经这里讲紧在灵的里面，是真是讲紧圣灵，亦都是讲紧我们里面的灵，因为它是有相连。
When it says in spirit and in truth, the spirit here is speaking about the Holy Spirit. And our actual spirit within, because our spirit is united with the Holy Spirit.
不是讲紧另外一个地方在 Zoom 上边或者其他形式，不是讲呢啲。
It is not speaking of a location, whether on Zoom or another option or a method.
因为在教会的历史的里面，无论在咩嘅地方，都可能会出现问题。
Because throughout church history, regardless of the location or situation, issues arise.
我们在这里聚会的，我们都要学习在灵和在真理的里面来到敬拜。
Even as we meet here, we assemble together here, we need to learn the lesson of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
我们在网上边聚会的，我们也都要学习在灵和在生命，在真理里面来到敬拜。
If we gather meet online, we also must learn this lesson of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
我们在以弗所的七个教会的地方当中，如果我们在那里的，都需要学习在灵和在真理里面来敬拜。
If we were among the seven churches in Ephesus, we also must learn that lesson of worshiping in spirit and in truth.
启示录的七个教会并不在耶路撒冷。
The seven churches mentioned in Revelation is not in Jerusalem.
但他们在灵或者在真理里面就是出了问题。
Yet in spirit and in truth, there were issues.
所以无论是你在哪一个地方，我们都需要学习这个功课。
Therefore, regardless of the location, this is a lesson we must all learn.
举例来说，以弗所教会出现的问题就是灵里面出了问题，真理里面很对。
As an example, the church of Ephesus mentioned their issue is with the spirit. They held on to the truth.
他们连这个假的圣徒假的使徒都能够认得到出来，但他们离开了个起初的爱，就在灵里面出了问题。
As an illustration, the church in Ephesus knew who were true disciples and those who claimed to be and were not. But yet, their spirit had an issue, for they had departed from their first love.
还有启示录里面其他的两个教会不说了，就是他们在真理里面出了问题，他们连这个耶洗别的教导都在教会里面出现。
And for other churches, in the book of Revelation, their truth had a problem. They even accepted the teaching of Jezebel. So those are examples with those two churches who erred in truth.
所以我要知道圣经里边讲，呢个唔喺耶路撒冷，唔喺呢度基利心山，亦都唔喺耶路撒冷。你要喺灵同埋喺真理嘅里边，你要敬拜主，唔系讲到你可以去任何一个地方敬，当然我哋可以去任何一个地方敬拜主，但佢唔系讲呢样嘢，佢话你要喺边度，你要喺边度，你要喺灵同埋真理里边。Therefore,
when the situation in John chapter 4 mentions not in this place or that place, not in Jerusalem or Mount Gerizim, it is not only referring to about the location, but it is the fact of where you are in spirit and in truth. That is what it is referring to.
但圣经的确有讲一个地方，你要喺嗰度敬拜主嘅。But
there is this place where you must worship the Lord.
我哋究竟要喺边个地方嚟到敬拜主？
Where then must we worship the Lord?
就系头先我哋读罗马书十二章。
That is where we read earlier in Romans chapter 12.
你必须喺祭坛上边嚟到敬拜主。
It is upon the altar which we worship the Lord.
呢个系所有敬拜嘅根源。
That is the origin of all worship.
是所有敬拜应当的开始。
That also ought to be the very beginning of all worship.
将身体献上，当作活祭。
That will offer up our bodies as a living sacrifice.
是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
It is holy, acceptable, pleasing unto God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Which is your reasonable spiritual service of worship.
如果没有这个将自己献在祭坛上边的开始，所有其他的敬拜，包括你来到聚会，你做一些别的事情，只不过是零零碎碎的一些外边的敬拜。
Without the beginning of such a worship on the altar, then whether we come and assemble together or other things that we may do, fragments thereof, are not worship.
神要这样的人，你要拜他。
For God is after such a worshiper to worship him.
这个才是神所要的敬拜。
And that is the worship that God is after.
这个在灵的里边敬拜，有时很难去思想什么叫灵的里边的敬拜。Perhaps
when the word says to worship in spirit, it would be rather difficult for us to consider or understand what it means to worship in spirit.
刚才讲交通了这么多，是侧重在什么是敬拜，现在希望下去呢。
Now, all that I've shared previous to this, I focus on what is worship. Now I will continue to share what it means to worship in spirit.
因着人的明白，除了刚才讲到，哎呀，那些是抽象的意思，自自由由在哪里都可以，这个灵的敬拜，当然已经讲了，不是这样。
Of course, I have already mentioned, sometimes if we have a misunderstanding of this matter of spirit, it's very abstract or very free, that no matter where I am, I'm worshiping God in spirit, and that is not the case.
刚才我们读到这个罗马书第八章。
Now we read from Romans chapter 8 earlier.
第九节那里是这样讲的。
Romans chapter 8 verse 9, there it reads.
第八章第九节，如果神的灵住在你们心里边，你就不是属肉体了，乃是属灵。If
in fact the Spirit of God lives in you, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
英文呢啊这个在灵的里边敬拜这个在灵的里边呢跟这个这个属灵呢是一样都是 在灵的里边。
Now, in the English, whether in John chapter 4, in spirit, to worship in spirit, or here in Romans, in spirit, it is the same term.
咁如果我将佢解释做咧，啊，你喺你系属灵咁样嚟到敬拜，你喺灵嘅里边嚟到敬拜，你系属灵嘅敬拜。
Now, perhaps then, if we unite the text, we can understand in this way.That you worship him in spirit because you're of the spirit, so you worship him in spirit.
圣经里边讲嘅属灵咧，第一咧，如果你读罗马书第八章，你知道佢系同呢个肉体咧系相反嘅，相对嘅。
When we read the book of Romans, when it says in spirit of spirit or spiritual, we know it is speaking contrary, the very opposite of in the flesh or of the flesh.
就是说我们的敬拜呢是跟我们的不是肉体的敬拜是灵里面是灵的敬拜属灵的敬拜。
Therefore, when we say worship in spirit, it is not referring to a worship in the flesh or of the flesh, but it is a worship in spirit of the spirit, which is spiritual.
什么叫肉体的敬拜呢?
Now, what is then worship in the flesh?
未受割礼嘅人系肉体嘅敬拜。
Those who are not circumcised, not of the circumcision, they worship in the flesh.
乜嘢叫做冇受割礼嘅
？What does that mean then? Those who are uncircumcised,
佢冇将自己献过俾主。
Those who have not yet offered themselves to the Lord.
呢个又翻嚟到罗马书十二章呢、这个嘅献喺祭坛上边。
This brings us back then to Romans chapter 12, verse 1, where we offer ourselves up on the altar.
你愿意将自己献在祭坛上边，你是常常死，你是常常活。
If we are willing to offer up ourselves on the altar, we often die, yet we liveth.
还有属灵的敬拜呢，是常在主里边的敬拜，主又在他里边。
And to worship in spirit means that we always abide in the Lord, and the Lord abideth in us.
你由第九节读到第十一节咧，你就发觉一方面佢就讲肉体，一方面咧佢又讲主喺佢里边，佢又喺主嘅里边。
When we come back to Romans here, we see that it is speaking of both. We are in the Lord, and the Lord is also in us.
一个神要一个乜嘢敬拜嘅人咧？
And what is the worshipper whom God is after?
他常住在主的里边。
One who always abides in the Lord.
主又常在他的里边。
And one whom the Lord always abides in.
那你就说这个一个属灵人啊。
Then you say then, this is a spiritual man.
这个一个正常的基督徒其实就是。
And that, in other words, is a normal Christian.
但是很可惜呢，我们很多时都不是很正常。
But sadly, many a times we are abnormal.
神就要一个咁样嘅人，咁样叫喺灵嘅里边嚟到敬拜嘅人。
And that is the worshipper whom God is after to worship him in spirit in this way.
我哋啱啱读完几本嘅几卷嘅圣经吓。
Now, recently, we have studied, shared through some of few books in the Bible.
我们读过这个以斯拉记。
We have read through Ezra.
读过这个尼希米记。
We have read through Nehemiah.
我们现在又读着撒加利亚书。
Right now, we are finishing up Zechariah.
究竟你说住在主的里边，主又住在我里边。我要将自己奉献给主，究竟有什么实际呢？
If we say we are abiding in the Lord and the Lord abides in us and we have to offer up ourselves on the altar, what does that mean practically?
在几百年前，对主的真理有很限制认识，亮光未临到的时候呢，曾经有一些人呢，他觉得他住在主里面，或者主住在里面呢，他与主主与他他就够了。
Hundreds of years ago, before there's more light from the Spirit, many would think, well, it's just between the Lord and I with the Lord with me, and that's enough.
结果他们就住在修道院的里面，与世来隔离。
As a result, they will dwell in monasteries cut off from the world.
但主在他旨意里面的亮光是逐步向前走的。现在主给我们看见，不单是这个住在主的里面，不是将自己困在一个修道院的里面。
But the light of the Lord is progressive and active and continues to move forward. Now his light shows us it is not just between the Lord and I, and we are to hide ourselves in a monastery.
不是这样。
That is not the case.
我们读以斯拉记的时候，你就读得到神激动这个古列王的心，叫他落命令，一切主，他这样来到，命令，凡是一切被神激动他的心，即是讲，其实英文是激动他的灵，这个以斯拉记第一章第五节，都要想耶路撒冷建造耶和华的殿。
And we have read in Ezra chapter 1 verse 5 when King Cyrus gave the decree when all those whose heart that God stirred, but the heart means whose spirit that God stirred, they can all go up to Jerusalem.
我就知道这班人离开巴比伦，离开他们安逸的地方，放弃一切，他灵里边被神激动，上去。
Then we can realize all the hearts, all the spirit whom God has stirred, who left Babylon, the place of comfort and rest for them, to go up to Jerusalem to build the house of God. Those are worshipers who are worshiping in spirit and in truth.
他们活在那个大时代里面，一同经历这个，但他有选择的。
They alike with all the others during that age share the same experience, but they whose heart the Lord, whose spirit the Lord stirred, were willing to place themselves on the altar, the place of death, to go up to Jerusalem to build the house. And they use their very lives to worship the Lord.
用他们这个选择，用他们这个行动来成为敬拜神。
With this response, this choice they made with their own action, they worshiped God.
所以不是只是他起完圣殿那时才有敬拜，这个是灵里边的敬拜。
Therefore, it was not only after the temple was built, then there's worship in the temple. No, even with their action to respond to the Lord, that is worship in spirit and truth.
神的灵激动他里边的灵，他在灵的里边选择，他在里边有个选择，选择将自己献喺祭坛嘅上边，放喺死地，离弃安逸，离弃安全嘅地方，进到危险，进到劳苦之地。
The Spirit of God stirred in their spirit. And they answered and obeyed, responding to offer themselves up on the altar, the place of death, to leave what is of comfort and safety behind, to enter into danger and risk for the sake of God. There was another group who chose to stay behind in Babylon.
但这班人被神的灵来到激动的这班人，他们是属灵的。
And those who spirit of God stirred in their spirits answered, they are spirit and spiritual.
他们在圣经里面被称为余民的一班人。
And they are the ones in the scriptures whom are called the remnant.
他们是被神纪念的。
And they are remembered by God.
这个是神给他们在那个时代的机会。
Now this is the opportunity which God gave those ones in their generation, in their age. And they took hold of that opportunity. And they answered God's call.
他里边不单止灵被激动，并且这个是对他的肉体是一个极大的对付。
Within, they not only spirit were stirred by God and answered God's call, but their flesh was also dealt with.
如果里边被神激动咗，里边嘅灵被神激动而唔愿意去嗰个时候咧，里边有冇与神同住嘅平安咧？
Now, if all those whose spirit of God stirs in our spirit, yet we do not obey, would the peace of God, would the Spirit of God dwell in us?
我相信没有.
I believe it will not.
罗马书就是这样跟我们讲.
And that is what the book of Romans says.
属灵的和属肉体是相对.
Because the Spirit is contrary, opposes the flesh.
神的灵常住在里面, 祂有神住在神, 住在灵的里面.
When the Spirit dwells in God, God also dwells in the Spirit in us.
如果你读这个以斯拉记呢, 你又会常常, 读得到的, 以斯拉这个人,
Now, when we read the book of Ezra, oftentimes we will read of the individual, the person of Ezra.
讲到以斯拉呢, 在第七章、第八章呢, 常常讲到神施恩的手来帮助他。
And many a times when it speaks about Ezra, it says the grace of the hand of God was upon him.
我相信大家如果去查的时候，你查过噶啦呢两章， 点好特别嘅。
You remember we read through the book of Ezra, so these points, recording are very unique that the hand of God was upon him.
佢话到，正月初一，七章九节啊，大家唔使翻。 翻譯的用,
you don't have to turn to it, but if it's in Ezra chapter 7, verse 9, the first day of the first month.
是的,他们从巴比伦起程,神施恩的手帮助他,他5月1号就到了。So
for upon the first day of the month began he to go up from Babylon, and on the first day of the fifth month came he to Jerusalem, according to the good hand of his God upon him.
4个月,无灾无祸,到了。
For 4 months, safely and sound, they arrived in Jerusalem.
以斯拉知道是神的施恩手帮助他。
Ezra knew full well it was the good hand of God upon him.
他们不救人的时候，去到7章28节，他说王和谋士大能的军长施恩给我，因耶和华神的手帮助我，我就得以坚强，从以色列中招聚首领同我一同上来。
When they lacked men, lacked people, then in chapter 7, verse 28, he says, and have extended mercy unto me before the king and his counselors and before all the king's mighty princes. And I was strengthened as the hand of the Lord my God was upon me. And I gathered together out of Israel chief men to go up with me.
到他发觉,哎呀,利未人当中,不够利未人,他于是去8章18节,他就说,蒙神施恩的手帮助我们。 他们就在以色列的曾孙,利未的子孙中带了一个通达人的来,蒙神的手帮助我们。
Again, in Ezra chapter 8, verse 18, when it is discovered that they lacked Levites, it says, and by the good hand of our God upon us, they brought us a man of understanding of the mans of Mali, the son of Levi, the son of Israel, and that was his experience at that time.
去到8章22节的时候，他讲回他的经历，我下来的时候，王说要派军队保护我，我跟他说了，不用，神施恩的手，他一定会帮助我的。And
again, in chapter 8, verse 22, when Ezra recounts his experience of coming on the journey, he says, when the king offered to help, he refused because he knows that God will help him, and he says that the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him.
然后果然去到8章31节，他说：哎呀，神嘅手保佑咗我哋，救我哋脱离仇敌。Again,
it was experienced indeed so. That was the case in verse 31 of chapter 8. The hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and of such as lay in wait by the way.
虽然他常常讲到神施恩的手，其实呢唔系单系手。
Of course, Ezra put it this way. Oftentimes, he mentioned about the hand, the good hand of God. It's not only the hand of God.
这个人呢系有神同在嘅人。
But he is one whose presence of God was with him.
所以呢，用新约嘅话嚟讲呢，佢喺主里边，主喺佢里边嘅一个人。
In New Testament understanding, we would say he is one who abides in the Lord and the Lord abides in him.
并且他在巴比伦,他是高官来的。
In fact, Ezra was a high official in Babylon.
他都要放弃在巴比伦的一切, 翻到嚟一同嘅与弟兄们一同嚟到建造。
He himself would have forsake all that he had in Babylon to return with the brethren to build with his brethren.
神将呢个负担摆喺佢嘅里边。
And God have laid this burden upon him.
佢响应神嘅呼召，佢翻去。
He responded to the calling of God and he returned.
佢呢一个嘅行动啊，你睇见咧？这个在灵的里面的敬拜。
With this action, we can see that it's worshiping in spirit.
他用他的生命来敬拜。
And he worshiped with his own very life.
并且他这个敬拜呢是被神来纪念。
And this worship is remembered by God.
所以我们不要将我们的思想就停留在单单聚会是敬拜。我们的生命响应神的呼召。
Therefore, let our understanding perspective be broadened that not only when we assemble together, that is worship, but our worship is with our life. We worship Him with our life.
另外一个人啊,
Another individual.
Nehemiah. 记得他有人跟他讲耶路撒冷城墙城门破坏情形咧，佢心里边好忧伤。
You remember the sorrow in his heart when it was told to him by one of his brethren that the walls of the city of Jerusalem lied in ruins.
佢系做酒政噶，佢高官厚禄，佢为乜嘢嘢唔记挂自己嘅家，记挂自己嘅安危，而去记挂咁远方神嘅旨意咧？
Now, Nehemiah was the king's cupbearer, a high-ranking position with a great salary. Why would he not consider his own house, his own safety, but be mindful of the house of God far away, in danger?
他思想神家，思想到神所要的，不是他自己所要的时候呢，居然在神面前，在王面前，面带愁容啊。
When he considered about the house of the Lord and what God is after, he would dare to have a sorrowful countenance before the king.
为他带来生命的危险啊。
Such action will surely bring forth the risk of his losing his life.
他但是神透过这个王问他，为什么你这么愁啊？他于是乎他默祷，神话默祷啊。
But when the king asked him, Why do you have such a sad countenance? The scriptures record for us. He prayed. He prayed silently.
当然他后来就将这件事情跟王讲，但他为什么他要默祷呢？
And now, of course, he recounted and told the king of this, but why did he pray? It tells us why he prayed.
这个人是有神在他里面。
Because this, such a one, has God within him.
他又常住在主的里面。
And he also abides often in the Lord.
他默祷的时候呢，他从主那里得到答案。
And when he prayed to God, he received the answer.
我要不要讲？我要怎么讲？
Should I say it? How do I say it?
他跟神是有来往的。
He has communication with God.
这个有主同在的人。
This one is one who had the presence of God with him.
去到尼希米记第二章。第八节啊，
Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 8。
神容让呢个君王俾佢好多嘅材料，佢话神施恩嘅手帮助我。
Then also, using him and the king, there was much materials for the house of God, and he says, according to the good hand of my God upon me。
去到十八节一样。
Same with verse
18。佢同人讲。有神施恩的手帮助。
He tells others, then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me.
这个是一个有神同在的人。
Such a one has the presence of God.
他怎么将神的旨意这么紧要，要离开自己安息的地方，安舒的地方，来到这么遥远的耶路撒冷。
Why was the will of God so important for him, to him? That he would leave his house of comfort from Babylon to a faraway place in Jerusalem.
但神将嗰个机会咧俾过佢，系度身为佢订造嘅。你要抑或唔要
？Yet God had tailor-made measure this specific opportunity to Nehemiah. Do you want it or not?
就好似以斯帖王后咁样，死就死吧。
As the Queen Esther, if I perish, I perish.
佢就系用着佢个大时代当中神俾过佢嘅机会，佢就活出里边嘅敬拜。
Even in such a great era, this age which he lived, if the opportunity which God afforded him, he accepted and lived out this worship.
啊，唔系匿喺巴比伦嘅王宫里边话我爱主，我喺嗰度嚟到敬拜主。
He did not hide himself in the palace of Babylon and say, I will love you here, Lord.
我们要找紧我们的机会来到在生命里面活出我们的敬拜。
And I will worship you here. We must take hold of every opportunity to worship him, to serve him, and live out our worship.
神在这个大时代里面都给我们有各种的机会选择。
Even in this great season, this time which we live, God gives us the same opportunity to choose.
这个敬拜是从里面在祭坛上边开始。
This worship is from within and it begins on the altar.
叫我们能够住在主里面，主又住在我们里面。
So that we may abide in the Lord and he in us.
但这个敬拜不是停在那里。
But that worship does not only remain there.
有里面的献上必然有外边的活出。
When you offer yourself up within, you will surely have the living without.
弟兄们一直跟我们交通到教会的建造。
The brethren have continued to share with us concerning the building of the church.
主给你看见，你又将我们将自己摆在神家的建造里面。
If the Lord shows you, place yourself in the building of his house.
在你生命里面，神给你有机会的，你将你生命里面的活出来，成为一个敬拜。
In your daily lives, God will measure unto you opportunities. Live out that worship, the life of a worshiper within you, and that is your spiritual, reasonable service of worship.
特别紧要的，在我们这个末后的时代，你知道神的心意在哪里。
Especially in these end times, for you know where the heart of God is.
知道神的心在神的家里面。
You know that the heart of God is upon his house.
我们不能够离开神的家有别一些建筑。
We cannot have any other building outside of the house of the Lord.
现在打紧仗。
There is war now.
我看见那个打仗的国家这个总统呼召人民。从二十岁以外，唔知道几多岁男子上前线去打仗。
During the wartime, the president of the country that is being attacked is calling on all men of age to remain and go to the front line to fight.
有好多好感动人心嘅影片，我唔忍心睇。
There are many moving footages that I do not have the heart for to watch, to bear it.
因为我怕我看的时候会流泪。
For I fear when I see such moving footage, I will weep.
有些就同个女生离死别。
Some will say their farewells to their daughter, to their family.
他们可以做逃兵。
Perhaps they can be a fugitive soldier on the run.
但是为什么他要应总统的呼召，放低家庭，放低自己心里的儿女，放低自己的爱人？
Why would they answer to the president's call to leave their family behind, their loved ones, their spouses, their children?
去为他的国家来征战？
To fight for their country.
今天我们呢？
For us today,
今天我们是为自己而活，还是为神的国度而活？
Do we live for our own, or do we live for his kingdom?
今天神呼召我们。
Today, God is calling us.
成为一个真正敬拜神的人。
That we may be a true worshipper of him.
一个真正敬拜神的人，神是要我们先将自己摆在祭坛上边。
A true worshipper must first place himself on the altar.
不是记挂自己的得失。
And not to be mindful of our own gain or loss.
那是好似我们刚才圣经还有很多但是就举例以斯拉尼希米他们一样。
There are many others. The only examples we just shared of Nehemiah and Ezra, they are the same.
能够将自己摆上来。
That they place themselves forth.
忘记自己的得失。
Not mindful of their own gain or loss.
不是看地上边的环境。
Not looking up to see the circumstances of the things around them.
亦都不是看自己或者的妻儿子女。
Not looking on their own family and their own spouses and children.
乃愿意将自己摆死的祭坛上边。
But willing to place themselves on the altar, the place of death.
这样的人。
Such ones.
他能够服侍神。
They're able to serve God.
并且在他服侍的里边能够带出属灵的敬拜。
And in their service, they're able to bring forth a spiritual worship.
好似旧约时嘅利未人一样，喺圣殿度服侍主。
Just as the Levites who serve God in the temple.
但现今我哋都有一个选择。
Yet today, likewise, we have the same choice.
呢个系一个大时代嘅机会。
This is an opportunity for the ages.
可能喺先前咁多世代当中，冇经历。或者有经历，但同我哋呢个经历唔一样。
Perhaps those before us in their generation had their experiences, but it is unlike ours.
神就要俾我哋一个选择。
And God is affording us this opportunity, this choice to be made.
究竟我哋有冇选择，愿意将自己摆喺祭坛上边
？Do we yet choose to place ourselves on the altar?
我哋愿意嘅话
，If we're willing,
主喺你里边，你喺主里边。
The Lord abides in you and you in him.
不是讲紧我们的初初得救。
It is not speaking about when we were first saved to be born again.
主能够常在你里边，你就能够常在主的里边。
When the Lord is always abiding in you, you will always abide in him.
这样用生命摆上去的敬拜是主所喜悦的。
Such a worship which demands our life is the worship that is pleasing to him.
愿意主祝福这些话。
May the Lord bless such words.
话语可以停止。
The words may end.
但是圣灵，愿圣灵在我们心里边来作工。
May the Holy Spirit continue his work within our hearts.
我读到这个撒加利亚书那里，里边有很大的叹息。
When I read the book of Zechariah within me, there is a great sigh.
点解会去到一个地方，主对佢子民系咁样讲
？Why would it come to this situation that God would say to His own people?
要死嘅由他死，要丧亡嘅由他丧亡，剩余嘅由佢哋彼此相信。
Why would God have to say this one to his people? Let those who die, die. Let those who be cut off and let them devour one another.
当然我们今天我们信主的，我们有永生，我们不会失去。
Of course, for us who believe in the Lord today, we have life eternal and we will not be lost.
但是在主的话里面有好大嘅叹息
，But within these words of the Lord, there is such a great sigh.
点解？好似旧约当中，神向佢子民讲咗好多话，但系点解冇改变嘅咧
？Why would it seem as if God has spoken so much words to His people in the Old Testament, yet there is no change？
点解有咁多唔愿意嘅咧
？And there's so much unwillingness.
以至于主要讲话。 哎呀，死嘅由佢死，伤亡嘅由佢伤亡。
That God will say such words, let them perish, those who perish, and those who are cut off, be cut off.
哦，愿意我哋唔好伤主嘅心。
Oh, may we not be ones who will ache the heart of God.
起嚟愿意答应神嘅呼召。
That we would be the ones who will rise up to answer his call.
我哋有啲嘅祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer. Lord, may our hearts, our spirits be stirred by thee.
啊，叫我哋众人啊，真系愿意起嚟，将自己摆喺死嘅祭坛上面。
That we may all rise up to place ourselves on the altar, the place of death.
献上自己要作活祭。
That we would offer up ourselves as that living sacrifice.
哦，并且啊，唔系三万门嚟到作活祭。
That we are not a living sacrifice behind the doors.
哦，主啊，叫我哋啊，真系活。哦，主啊，叫我哋生命，整个生命成为活祭，系主所喜悦嘅。
That we may truly live, be quickened and live, that our whole life, our being is pleasing unto thee.
叫我哋能够一同起嚟服侍主。
So that together we can arise and serve thee.
啊，服侍神嘅家。
To serve the house of the Lord.
啊，愿意主叫我哋被你嘅话嚟激励。
Lord, may thou encourage us, quicken us with thy word.
你总系俾我哋有机会。
Thou always affords us opportunity.
愿意主帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.